From the American Tobacco Historic District, this is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Next week, North Carolina inmate Willie Brown Jr. is scheduled to be put to death for the 1983 murder of a Martin County woman. The execution has launched a federal court battle over the humanity of a three-drug cocktail used for lethal injection in North Carolina and at least 30 other states. Opponents say there is no way to ensure that no pain is felt during the procedure. The state argues that laws mandating a physician be present at executions should eliminate those concerns, but the American Medical Association has weighed in. It says its code of ethics prohibits physicians from participating in an execution in any way. It goes along with the do no harm part of the Hippocratic Oath. So, what role, if any, should physicians play in state executions? Joining me to talk about the issues raised by this question within the medical community is Dr. Philip Rosoff. Dr. Rosoff is the chair of the Duke Hospital Ethics Committee. Dr. Rosoff, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
The state has answered a court mandate yesterday with assurances that a physician and a nurse and a special machine based on a new sleep monitoring technology will oversee the execution of Willie Brown Jr. All of that to make sure that he suffers no pain, but it raises questions, ethical questions, both at the national and the state level. Medical associations have said it is against common codes of ethics for physicians to participate in executions in any way. Does it sound to you like this would violate the state and national medical codes?
Well, I think certainly if physicians play any instrumental or substantive role in the execution process, this would, to my way of thinking, and I think to many others, would serve as a direct violation of all accepted codes of ethics for medical practice.
Now, the role, as I understand it, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the role that the physician does play is to see that the first part of this cocktail, the barbiturate that suppresses, essentially knocks the patient out, knocks the inmate out, so that they're not going to feel anything, to make sure that that worked, so that now we know there's a likelihood, a great likelihood, that this inmate won't feel pain. And that's the role the physician plays.
I think it varies from state to state and from institution to institution. Physicians have been asked to play a number of different roles in the execution process, from initiating the starting of intravenous lines to administer the medications, to writing the prescriptions for at least one of these drugs, which is a controlled substance, and that's the barbiturate that's given initially, to certifying death, to making sure that more drug is given if needed. So physicians have been involved, unfortunately, in a number of different components of the execution process. This is very well described recently in a beautiful article in the New England Journal by Dr. Gawande from Boston.
Well, talk about the role physicians play in North Carolina as you understand it.
Well, my understanding is that the role has been called into question. It almost sounds as if physicians have been asked to play a supervisory role to make sure that everything goes smoothly. But I think the deeper point, the point that raises significant questions of ethical propriety for people in the profession and the practice of medicine, is having any role whatsoever. It almost doesn't really matter how minimal or maximal, for that matter, their role is. It's the question of any role whatsoever that raises the ethical questions.
As I understand the AMA code, and again, I could be wrong, but as I read the AMA code, it suggested that physicians, according to that code, were allowed to certify death and prescribe at least the initial drug in the three-drug cocktail, the non-lethal, or what should be the non-lethal drug, and that that would limit it, and that what's at issue here is whether the physician says, yes, I think the patient is sufficiently sedated, or no, in which case you're essentially calling on the state to administer more drug, which ultimately could be a lethal drug.
Well, I actually have the AMA code right in front of me. Maybe I can read from it. It's actually written in reasonably accessible language.
Okay.
It says that in the case where the method of execution is lethal injection, which is what we're talking about today, the following actions by the physician would also constitute physician participation in execution and therefore would be prohibited. These include selecting injection sites, starting the intravenous lines as a port for lethal injection device, prescribing, preparing, administering, or supervising injection drugs or their doses or types, inspecting, testing, or maintaining lethal injection devices, and consulting with or supervising lethal injection personnel. And with respect to declaring death, it says that the physician can certify death provided that the condemned has been declared dead by another person. So this would seem to be fairly specific for proscribing almost any participation at all from beginning to end of a physician who is willing or who wishes to subscribe to the AMA Code of Ethics in any form of execution.
So it would be unethical for a doctor to participate in the lethal injection in the state of North Carolina the way it's set up today.
Well, there's I think it depends also on which code of ethics one wishes to subscribe to in terms of professional code. The AMA code certainly carries a lot of weight, and I think most people would say that they would subscribe to it. But there are also North Carolina laws which, now I am not obviously not a lawyer, but which one could wonder if they would also be applicable. Certainly the regulation of licensing in the North Carolina. So for instance, in reading from the North Carolina Medical Licensing Law, section 90.14, subsection 6, it says that one of the criteria for being unlicensed or removing one's license is unprofessional conduct, including but not limited to departure from or the failure to conform to the standards of acceptable and prevailing medical practice. Now, if we believe that adherence to the AMA Code of Ethics is standard medical and prevailing medical practice, then a radical departure from this code of ethics, which would include participation in any form with execution, state-mandated executions, potentially could be serve as a pretext for removing one's license to practice in the state of North Carolina. And I don't think that happens.
Doctor could lose his license for participating because this may, by some standard, be considered unethical behavior.
Certainly, theoretically, it could be. Whether that has actually happened, I would suspect not.
Part of the issue here, and one of the questions here, is whether or not doctors can remain anonymous in this process. Would the medical board, certifying boards, have a responsibility to find out who that physician is if the state allowed them to remain anonymous?
Well, I'm not quite sure I know the answer to that question. We also have an ethical duty under, for instance, the AMA Code of Ethics, to report physicians who engage in grossly unethical conduct. So, for instance, if you know of a physician who is, say, a surgeon who is operating under the influence of alcohol or drugs, for instance, one has an ethical duty to not only the profession but to the general patient population to report that individual for unethical conduct. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and finish.
So I imagine one could construe this as if one knew that a physician was engaging in participation in a state-mandated execution, which is prescribed by standard codes of medical ethics, that one should perhaps report that individual.
Let's take another look at this ethics question, or look at it from another side, and that is those who would say, we really should have, if we're going to do this and the state does allow this practice of execution, if the state allows this, then we really should have a physician present to make sure that the inmate doesn't suffer. It's the humane thing to do.
Well, I think the question about that I would address is the role of moral complicity in a state-mandated execution. That's all very well and good for the state to mandate that we have executions for certain crimes. But I don't think it's correct for them to mandate that individuals who swore an oath to uphold a certain type of ethical conduct in their profession should be complicit in carrying out that state mandate. That somehow seems unfair.
When you see the laws that allow execution run up against medical codes like the AMA's code that proscribes physicians' participation, it does suggest that the idea that execution can ever be cruel and unusual is one that it really brings into question whether or not execution can be cruel, cannot be cruel and unusual.
I agree with you, and there are two approaches one can take to this. One can take my personal moral approach, which is separate from my professional approach, but certainly merges with it. And my personal feeling is that I agree with that. I think that execution is inhumane no matter which way you do it. Now, it turns out that my adherence to my professional code of ethics coincides with that personal moral feeling, so that for both my personal moral code as well as my professional moral code, I could not be consider myself to be able to be complicit in carrying out something that I think is morally reprehensible.
Dr. Rosoff, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Dr. Philip Rosoff is chair of the Duke Hospital Medical Ethics Committee. Just ahead, studying high schools in North Carolina, a preview of our upcoming series, North Carolina Voices. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay with us.